Monday, September 30th. I've been following from a distance the WeWork IPO downfall, and I certainly don't know much about the inner workings of how this shit goes. But for some reason, this one has caught my attention. Maybe it's because WeWork, the model, the people in it are just like kind of feel a lot closer than Lyft, for example. And it's been an interesting story, and I just actually read Business Insider did like a really firm, solid breakdown of what went on over the last 6 weeks now, and what a debacle it has been. And in a couple ways. So first, it's like, how does this happen? For a layman like me, from the outside, who doesn't really know how the financial shit works, and I think it's all like this, mostly criminal conspiracies right in front of our eyes, and just the shifting of money from one power group to another, which this was lining up to be, right? Like just rich people saying this thing is worth a lot more than it is, and they can tell their buddies to put some money in, and then they'll get rich when the IPO comes out, and it's just like the way that this world unfortunately works, right? Just another one in the line of many. So the second thought is like, why didn't it work this time? I know there are some legit ones, and I'm sure there are many, and some of you finance dicks are saying you don't know what you're talking about, and that's partially true, but it's also not. Why weren't they able to get this one by? Or is this just one now the poster child? And is it just because it's on the heels of, the as they mentioned in this article, the Theranos debacle, where it's similar in the respect of one charismatic founder, pulling the veil over the public and kind of just the hype train is what's actually driving it here and not reality. So people are more skeptical now and, looking more with a fine-tooth comb, and that could be it for sure. And what will it change, right? Like, what's the next one going to be? Is this the new now, where people are going to be, a lot more leery of any of these type of tech companies, these companies that don't make any fucking money or any profit, rather. And it's going to change the dynamic here. I doubt that for the most part, but who knows? And then for the people at the top of this company, WeWork, they were about to, have this windfall, like life-changing, generational-changing. And I'm sure they're all doing just fine, but like going from, hey, I have X piece of something that's worth $47 billion, and now we might go bankrupt. All your hopes and dreams and the rest of your life just like flips on a dime. And it's pretty much because of this one dude, this Adam Neumann, who seems to be just, from all accounts, running this thing like a lunatic and just behaving like, I can't even believe that this goes on and people are just like cool with it and think it's normal and it's not going to like come back to get him. But I guess that's what I'm talking about, a minute ago, where it's like, yeah, I think this happens a lot, where these guys are just above the law, essentially, and just run willy-nilly and assume that consequences are never, ever, ever going to come their way. And most of the time, they're right, unfortunately. But this time, I guess, not working out as planned. So curious to hear what you finance dicks think about this. But it's something that caught my eye, and I'm going to keep paying attention to see what happens between now and the end of the year with this company.